Chapter 16. Two Garments by the Cross. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. John 19, verse 25. Christiana's question. In my dream I saw that they continued their journey. Mr. Greatheart went in front of them. Walking, Christiana, Mercy, and the children arrived at an important place. It was the place where Christian lost his burden. Here the burden slid off his back and rolled into the grave. Of course, they stood quietly here for a while. Together they praised the Lord for everything he had done. Suddenly, Christiana said, "Now, all of a sudden, something comes into my mind." Curiously, the other ones looked at her. "Do you still remember what we heard at the gate? There it was explained to us how the Lord would forgive us our sins. He does that by word and deed. When he promises forgiveness, then you receive it by his word. But in order to be able to promise this, he also did something. He paid the price so that he could grant us forgiveness. And when he shows us something of this, then you will understand something of the forgiveness by his deed." "You are right, for that is how it is," Mr. Greatheart said. "But now I have a question," Christiana said, while looking at Mr. Greatheart. "I do know something of the forgiveness by the word, for he gave his promise. But what exactly does it mean to receive it by the deed?" "He did say it, but how did he accomplish it? How can the Lord forgive us our sins? I would love to know a little more about this. I think you know this, Mr. Greatheart. Are you willing to tell us something about it?" "The robe of another." Mr. Greatheart gladly complied. Calmly, he explained everything. "When you have done something wrong," he began, "you have to make things right. Then you must do something. After this, the other one can forgive your sins. Sometimes you cannot make things right anymore yourself. Then someone else must do it for you. By everything he does for you, he can give the actual forgiveness of sins to you. He does that by his good deed. Well, it is the same with you. I will explain this to you. You cannot make things right with God. Sin is so terrible that a person cannot do this. But what you could not do anymore yourself, the Lord has given. He gave you forgiveness, Christiana, and he gave it to you, Mercy, and the boys too. You did not merit that forgiveness yourself. Someone else did that. The man who let you in through the gate did this. Do you know how he did that? He accomplished this by being obedient to his Father, by having done everything without sin in his life. His life was righteous before the Father. Thus, he merited a beautiful robe for you. That robe is called the robe of righteousness. With this, he can clothe you. He did even more than that. He also shed his blood. He shed his blood to wash away sin. With him is more than you need." Questioningly, Christiana looked at Mr. Greatheart. "But how can the Lord Jesus give his own obedience to us? How can the Father ever say that his obedience is also our obedience? I do not understand this. When you give away what you have, then you have nothing left for yourself. How can the Lord Jesus himself then exist before God? That is possible because with him is an abundance of righteousness, Mr. Greatheart answered. He has more than you need, yes, more than he needs himself. Christiana found this hard to understand. Could you please explain this clearly again? Mr. Greatheart nodded. Of course, I will gladly do so. But then I will first need to tell you more about him. Between God and his people. While they were standing at the cross, Mr. Greatheart continued to explain. The Lord Jesus is not a common man. Nowhere can anyone be found like him. We are only men, but he is God and man at the same time. So the Lord Jesus has two natures. You understand that, right? Christiana nodded. Well, Mr. Greatheart continued, now tell me, was the Lord Jesus a perfect person? Could he exist before his Father? Yes, of course. Everything in him was perfect. And what do you think? Could he, because he was man, give all that perfection to us so that we are also without sin before the Father? No, on the contrary, I do not think so, for you cannot give something away which you need yourself. That is a good answer, Christiana. Now I have another question. Jesus was also God. Is there anything in God that is wrong? No, nothing. For everything in God is good and right. And can God give that away? No, I don't think so, for he only is God. Right, Christiana, that is impossible. And now your question, how can the Lord Jesus then still give his righteousness to us? Yes, that is what I really want to know. I will try to explain this to you. Look, the Lord Jesus also had a task, because he had to be mediator. He stood right between the people and God. He brings lost people back to God. For that reason, he needed to be God and man at the same time. He had to fulfill his task perfectly. Everything in this mediator had to be good and right. So, this mediator also had to have a righteousness. And that is what the Father took care of, for he wanted the Lord Jesus to be a perfect mediator, and he was. He was not only perfect for himself and for his Father, but also for people, for the people of his Father. As mediator, he stood in the place of those people. He obeyed in their place. He suffered for their sins. He paid everything. And that is what he can give away now. Therefore, his obedience is our obedience. Everything which is good and right with him now also belongs to us. That is called his righteousness. And this righteousness he gives away. But, Christiana said, why did he need to be God and man at the same time? That was necessary to be obedient in our place, Mr. Greatheart answered. Imagine that he was not God. Then he could give no strength to his obedience, and then it would not help us. You will understand that great strength was needed for this, and if he was not a good person, then things could not become right. For the people had sinned, and therefore God required that a person must obey him. He also had to be a perfect mediator, Otherwise, the work he performed in their place would not help God's children. He had to be perfect God, a perfect person, and a perfect mediator. Otherwise, he could give nothing away. And he was. Therefore, he could give everything away. He not only could do so, he also had to, and he wanted to. Two garments. Then Mr. Greatheart looked at the boys. He understood that this was quite difficult for them. Therefore, he tried to explain it even more clearly to them. Boys, he said, the Lord Jesus wanted to be obedient, right? How can you know what the Lord wants? From the law of God, sir. Perfect. And what does the law require? To love God and our neighbor. That is also right. The law requires love. So we must take good care of each other. Now listen closely. If we have two garments and someone else has none, then we must give one away. Our Lord had two garments, one for himself and one to give away. Therefore, he gives one to poor lost people who have none, and he does that because he wants to do so. I hope you will understand this a little, Christiana and Mercy and everyone who is here. Boys, maybe you too, for that is how you can receive forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins comes by the work of another. And that other one is the Lord Jesus. He merited everything. He also gives everything away. And to whom does he give this? He gives this to the first beggar he meets. But never forget what it cost him. It was a high price. By sin, the curse rests on us. And from that curse, we must be delivered. He did that. He paid with the high price of his blood for that. He came in your place. He bore the death which you deserved by your sins. That is how he delivered you. He laid his righteousness over your filthy souls. Soon, God will come to judge everyone, but then he will pass you by and not destroy you. Oh, Christiana called out, this is so wonderful. There is forgiveness by word and deed. And now I understand how much you can learn about this. Dear Mercy, let us try to keep this in our heart. And you too, my children, remember this well. Explanation. Here at the cross, the travelers learned much. Earlier, they received much from the Lord already. For the Lord promised them forgiveness of all their sins at the gate. They were even washed already, and yet they still missed something. They still had to learn how the Lord Jesus had done this for them. It can also be like that today. Then the Lord promises forgiveness of sin to his children, and yet a missing remains. How necessary it then is that the Lord leads them further. Oh, then once the burden of sin must become so heavy that only one possibility remains, and that is the Lord Jesus' death on the cross. Of course, we know the history of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus. We perhaps know that he was always obedient to his Father. And we also might be able to tell that he washed sin away by his blood. But there is another important question. Did he do that for me also? And how could he do this? How can someone give something away while he himself needs everything too. These were Christiana's questions. Why did she really want to know this? Because she had learned how terrible her sins were. Her sins were so terrible that she deserved the eternal curse for them. She learned more and more that there was only one who could deliver her from her sins. Ah, she did know who the Lord Jesus was, but she wanted to learn to know him more. At the cross, she received answers to all her questions. Thus now, even more, God received the honor of that great work which he had performed for her. And thus she learned how firm and sure this forgiveness was.